Welcome back to a special episode of the Unconventionalist Podcast. I'm your host, Mark LaRouste. And today we're going to talk about what happened last night, which I am still trying to wrap my head around. I am still trying to make sense of it all, and it still feels totally surreal. And I am, of course, talking about the Business Book Award Gala dinner that took place in London, near Wembley, where hundreds of people gathered to come together and celebrate nonfiction business authors who had the courage to not only write and publish their books, but to actually submit them in a competition, and who were shortlisted out of the hundreds of the books submitted. 100 nominees across, I think, 8 or 10 categories, I forgot, from leadership books to startups to wellness, and the category that Glow in the Dark was shortlisted in, which is the best business self-development book category. And so I wrote about this in a newsletter. So if you're on my newsletter, then you'll be aware of this. If you're not, you definitely should get on there. And I think you can get on there at marklaroose.com/newsletter. And if you can't, just drop me a DM, someone else send you the link. But I wrote about this week, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster journey. So I found out I was nominated, I think that I want to say March or April, I forgot. And obviously giving enough time to all the judges to read all the different books, and it takes a bit of time. And so, you know, bought the tickets, which aren't cheap, not going to lie, for the Gala party. And I think there was like this kind of roller coaster of emotions of, I really want to win, but I don't want to give myself permission to even dream about winning, because what happens if I don't? How disappointed I'll be, and how stupid I'll feel, especially if I've talked about it publicly or if I've mentioned it to other people. So there's this real weird dichotomy of that, but also wanting to be grateful and celebrating, and I struggle with that. So I wrote a piece about this, and I had some really lovely responses from some of you and from friends, kind of reminding me that actually just writing a book in itself is a huge achievement. Then getting shortlisted for an award is like winning. No matter what comes afterwards, that should be in itself a celebration. But I struggle with that, because I think my mentality is always all in. Like, if I don't win gold, then I don't want to celebrate silver or anything like that, even just participatory kind of medals. But I went for a run. I remember I went for a run yesterday morning, and for some reason my phone wasn't working. There was no battery in my headphones. I forgot, so I just went out without any music on. And as a result, it was very much me, myself, and my thoughts kind of. And I said, you know what? And someone said this, but this may be the last time I'm ever nominated for an award, and certainly, you know, maybe the last time I've been nominated for an award for my book or a book I wrote. So I really should make the most of this opportunity, this moment, because I don't know when this will happen again. So I kind of decided that I was going to change my mindset and adopt a new shift instead around the idea that just being there alone is the party, is the victory, and anything else is a cherry on top. But I will not let that steal my thunder or my opportunity to be grateful and present and celebrate this moment. So I really felt like I shifted that. And then I had a bit of a panic, because I realized that it was a black tie event. And look, if you come in at my house and you look at my wardrobe, you'll know pretty quickly that my wardrobe does not scream award season attire. So I didn't really know what to do. So I Googled where to hire a tuxedo in town. And I reached out to my friend and former client, Donna O'Toole, who's like the author of Win and is an expert in helping people win awards. And her agency are just awesome at August. And she's like, yeah, that's black tie. I mean, you're an author, so you can get away with something funky. And I was like, okay, but... So I run around London, I'm trying to find a tuxedo. I ended up finding one. It's a long story short, but just a series of events, really. Like, I left the store and I got a phone call from the person who sold me, rented me the suit, the tuxedo. And she said, I'm really sorry, I think I left the security tag on the trousers. So I had to go back, get that sorted out. And then my way back to a house, I then thought, surely I should write a victory speech, right? An acceptance speech if I win. I mean, I don't want to be up there and black out or fumble or whatever reason, because, so I should write a speech. So I sat down and I started writing a speech. I'm going to tell you, it is agonizing to write a potential speech that you don't even know if you're going to win and or if you'll ever get to say it. But I think I've always been surprised at how Hollywood actors somehow find themselves waffling at the Oscars, sometimes incomprehensible kind of streams of thoughts, when they should know that there's a chance of them winning and they should probably be prepared for it. But it was just really awkward, right, to kind of write this speech. But I did it. I'm kind of realizing what time it is. I'm a little bit panicky. I look at the map. I realize it's going to be at least an hour and a quarter drive from South London to North London. And Julie, you know, she's getting ready. She's looking fabulous. And I'm like, I'm not going to wear my tux. Like, I'm going to, if I wear my tux now, I'm going to, by the time I get there, I'll be sweaty and it'll be creased. And so I put the tux in the back of the car. You know, a babysitter came by and gave a big kiss to the kids. The kids kissed me and they're like, good luck, daddy. And I was like, yeah, but you know, I may not win and that's okay. The intention is to take part, but I really hope I'll win. And they're like, no, you're going to win. So we start driving off and we start hitting London traffic. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is great. And then suddenly I go, shit, I forgot my speech. after all of that hassle of like writing that speech, I'd printed it out on two pages of paper, kind of big fonts, big spaces. I timed it was just under 3 minutes, which I thought was probably bearable as a speech, but probably could have been much shorter, to be honest. So I do a U-turn. She's like, you're going to regret it. You know, if you need it, you never know, just go back. So we go back. Like, I run upstairs, kiss the kids again, put a bit more deodorant just in case, and grab the A4 piece of paper, run back in the car. 2 hours later, I kid you not, 2 hours later, we were stuck in traffic for like so long. We finally get to the venue right next to Wembley Stadium. It's like an epic kind of venue, Wembley Stadium, and just next to this, like this other really cool venue. So we go, and I can see on the corner of my eye, like a sea of penguins kind of walking towards this building. And at least penguins, that's what like grown men look to me in tuxedos. So I'm like, oh, that must be the venue. So we go in the car park. I park up, I go behind, open up the boot, and I start putting my tuxedo on. So I'm like taking my trousers off and I kind of slip into my Gardo outfit. Mr. Bean would be proud, for those of you who get that reference of Mr. Bean trying to get changed in on the beach. And we kind of make our way up. We're checking in. There's a queue. There's like a buzz. There's some violin playing. There's some music. People are there. And I'm definitely feeling nervous. And I'm actually noticing that I'm doing like really weird small talk with Julie. I'm just like, yeah. And she's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. I mean, oh, I don't know. You know, just trying to desperately find someone I might even know. And then I realize, I'm like, oh, I think this is my first official ceremony where like I'm a nominee and an award. In fact, it might even be my first award ceremony, period. And then suddenly I go, shit, again. Because I see everybody walking, like the nominees were walking around with like their books. And I'm like, I don't have a copy of my book. Do I need a copy of my book? And again, she's like, you probably should get it if you feel like you're going to get it. So I run back downstairs in the car park. I get the book. But also I just wanted to get a nice official picture of me and Julie with a book just to celebrate this moment. Because this is just as much as a victory for her as it is for me. Because she's put up with so much and supported and as so did so many people in my life. And this is around 6:40, 6:30, right? Simon, Alexander Ong, the author of Energize, we're texting each other and he's just about to arrive. And we start making ourselves in the venue. And then I'm just hit with like, oh my God, this is like a pretty epic event. There's like about 200 plus people attending and it's buzzing and everybody's looking super smart. There's music, there's like flashing kind of videos. And we all sit down. And thankfully, Donna had got a table with her entire team and her partner. And so we were able to sit on that table as well. So that was cool, just to hang out with someone we knew. And I'm sitting down and honestly, I'm just feeling a bit nervous, a bit weird. Like it's really weird to explain. Like you're in this kind of moment, like, you know, it's okay if I don't win, but I really want to win, but I would suck if I don't win. But I'm happy for other people, but you know, you've got your just so many mix of emotions. And then the evening begins, you know, the starters there, hit the table. The MC goes up and kind of does her best to, you know, hold a room. It wasn't easy. And I think I'll say this to anybody listening to this. I think if you're going to MC an event, never start by saying you're a stand-up comedian because you set the bar really high. I think if she just omitted that part of her introduction, I think it would have been maybe a smoother sail. Who knows? But we eventually get to the announcement of the winners of each category, right? And I'm noticing myself just visibly and noticeably getting a little bit more nervous and anxious. But this is this is where it gets weird, right? And a bit awkward. So they start announcing the winners, and they've got a runner-up. I think says most commendable book is basically like the runner-up, the number two, right, who didn't get the award. They get announced, and one by one they go up, and they basically go on stage with the head judge, they take a picture, and then they walk off. And I realize no one is giving an acceptance speech. And yet I'm here, having no idea if I'm going to win or not, with a folded speech inside my pocket, with no prospect of me winning in sight whatsoever. And I felt even more awkward than I did just moments ago. And my heart's racing. Judy regularly kind of checks, like, hey, you okay? You're right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. But really, I'm just kind of like, I don't really know how to handle this situation. This is super weird. And eventually my category gets announced. And I kind of hear, you know, next up we have the business self-development book category. And now keep in mind that everyone that was being introduced, right? Like every author in each category. And so in my category, they're like on this giant screen, one by one, with like the book animation and like a video and music and that kind of things. It basically looked like an X Factor event, like more than like a room pile of business authors and nerds, right? So it was by this point, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to win. And yet I did do a little secret prayer. I'm not going to lie. It's like the universe is just like, look, if there's anything you can do here to make this win, that'd be awesome. And I promise I'll make the most of this opportunity to serve as many people as I can and use this as a platform for good. And they announced the runner-up. And I'm kind of going, you know what? If I don't win it, I think the runner-up would like be really cool. And it's not me. So I'm like, okay, there's still a chance, but it might also mean that I walk away with actually nothing tonight, and I better get used to that idea. So I'm sitting there. I don't even know what to do with my hands. Or what to look at, and you hear the head judge announce.
The winner of the Business Self-Development Book 2023 is Glow in the Dark.
And my heart stopped. I can only say that I don't remember much from that point onwards. I don't. All I remember is just I got up, I started walking, I stopped, I turned around, I kissed Julie, and I went on the stage, and I could hear just the applause. They were saying why my book won, and they were explaining like what they loved about my book. I didn't hear anything. Like, I just completely over my head. And as I walked up, because I knew that I couldn't give a speech and I really wanted to be able to say thanks to people, and I'll say that in a second. I did want to make the most of this one-time opportunity. I really wanted to make the most of it, and I wanted to find a way to capture this. So in the middle of the stage, I just lean over to the MC. I'm like, hey, is that okay if I like hijack the microphone for a second? And she just looked a bit disturbed. And I just hugged the judge and I walk away like, look, basically, you know, I told my kids if I win tonight, I want to take a selfie. But really, I wanted to find a way to capture this moment so I could share with my kids what believing in yourself against all odds, what dealing with self-doubt on a regular basis, what proving the haters wrong, what defying odds and persisting and believing looks like. And to be honest, I didn't leave a lot of choice for people. So I got on stage and I took a really shameless, cheeky selfie on the stage, which I've actually been known for now. So it's almost becoming a signature thing. So I had to do it. If you haven't seen it, definitely go and check it out. You can go on my LinkedIn profile. If you're not on LinkedIn, you can check it out on Instagram. But if you're on my newsletter, you were the first to get it this morning. So there is a picture of me and my award and like 200 people in the background. And it's pretty epic. Now, after that, just for those of you wondering, what happens is, so you step off stage. I stepped off stage. Again, I don't remember a lot of this, but then you make a beeline for outside. They kind of ask you to go outside. You go outside, then there's like a conveyor belt of, you know, pictures. And then you get interviewed by the media company, and then I went back to the table, and then they asked you to go back and collect some shots. So I wasn't really that much sitting down and eating, but the food was delicious. It was Indian food. It was really lovely. And it was a little bit surreal, but I really wished I could have said a few words. So what I'm actually going to do now is I'm actually going to read it. I'm not going to said, as I said, but I'm going to read out loud the actual speech that I wrote so that you can hear it. And but also for those who I wrote it for can hopefully feel seen and recognized for how much love and appreciation I have for them. So, and I also want to make sure that we could, you know, celebrate this milestone. So here we go. First of all, thank you to all the organizers, judges, sponsors, and everyone involved behind the scenes in making this event look so seamless. This truly is a pinch me moment. Congratulations to all my fellow nominees in each and every category. The fact alone that we are here tonight is a testament of how transformational our books really are. This moment especially feels surreal, as if you had to tell me as a child that I'd one day be standing here in front of you all celebrating a book that not only I wrote, but that also promotes the idea that being yourself is good for business, I would have told you to shut the front door. And yet, here we are. This award goes to everyone who had the courage to share their unique and inspiring life-changing stories with me over the years, from my grandparents to clients, podcast guests to mentors, friends, parents, colleagues, and even strangers. You've inspired me beyond words, and I will be forever grateful for your courage, your words, and your impact. It's my strong belief that every leader has an obligation to use their voice, position, and influence to make the world better. That's why if you knew how powerful your story was, you wouldn't be sitting on it. That conviction is what drove me to write Glow in the Dark, as it is my deepest belief that there is a story inside each and every one of us, waiting to be told, and that finding the courage to share your story authentically in public can transform your business, boost your career, and change your life. But make no mistake, no impact is an island, and I simply wouldn't be here if it weren't for a few key people who helped me along the way. Of course, there are too many people to mention here, but I would like to give a very special shout out and a thank you to a few key people. To my partner and co-founder of my two awesome and very lively kids, Julie, to my parents, to my bestie Hedgie, David Over, Jason Liller, Layla Green, Emily Gindelsberger, Sophie Devonshire, Jonathan Shipley, Kissy Thomas, every beta reader, and the team at my publishers Hachette UK and John Murray Learning. Thank you. And of course, to my French teachers who tried to break my spirit when I was just a child. Thanks to you, I've had a chip on my shoulder and a deep sense of inadequacy ever since that's been acting as rocket fuel to push me to make a bigger impact. And for that, I'm grateful, as I wouldn't be who I am if it weren't for what you did. You see, as a dyslexic kid, I couldn't spell or read out loud to save my life. So as a result, I was bullied on a daily basis, not by my peers, but by my French school teachers. As a result, I was held back a year at school and eventually kicked out of conventional education when I was 16. And yet, despite all that, my book Glow in the Dark was not only published by a major publisher, but went on to become a bestseller and win this prestigious award. It just goes to show that when you have something important to say, you'll do whatever it takes to get your message out into the world. Finally, in an ultra-competitive global economy in which rapid technology advances such as artificial intelligence, automation, and machine learning are eliminating millions of jobs and disrupting entire industries, businesses, and careers, what the world needs now more than ever is hope, connection, and your humanity. And it just so happens that you can change the world simply by sharing your story. So if you ever find yourself in doubt, remember these words: own your story, change your life. Indeed, the story that will change your life isn't the story that you'll hear, it's the story that you'll share. So please do us all a favor. Do not go to your grave with your story untold. Find the courage to share emotionally charged stories, not just at home, but at work too. Because sharing your story can change the trajectory of someone's life who needs to hear it as to not feel alone. So on behalf of those who will be lucky enough to get to hear your story, thank you. That was actually way longer than I thought it was, so thank God I didn't give that speech. But the gist of it was to say a huge heartfelt thank you and an appreciation to everybody who was involved. But the truth is, it's really like been such a wild kind of last 18 hours, whatever it's been, right, since I won this award, because I've been flooded with messages and DMs and comments and WhatsApp calls and so forth from people with so much love, and it's been really overwhelming. Like, that's the honest truth. Like, I can't really describe it. And it might have to do with the fact that I only slept like 4 hours last night, and I've had like a week of very, very little sleep. But the truth is, I'd be like a bit of an emotional wreck all day. Like, I was just going around meeting to meeting today in London, just like breaking up in tears. But it wasn't like sadness. It wasn't like I'm crying because I'm upset. It was just like this real release of joy, of emotion, of feeling grateful, of feeling so appreciative for everything. And really, actually, I'm going to say this out loud, and it's going to sound really weird, but it's true. Like, I'm just being really proud, you know, because before I left yesterday to head in the car, there's a picture of me, my dad, and my brother when I'm probably like 6 months at best, right? So my brother must be four. My dad must be in his 30s or something. And it's a picture I have on my desk. It's an old picture. And I looked at it and I looked at myself and I said, hey, buddy, you'll never guess what. We're going to an award ceremony where our book's been nominated. And it was almost like a Harry Potter moment, you know, when the picture gets animated. And I just wanted to share that. And I was like, I just want you to know that, you know, things are going to work out okay. And kind of gave it a kiss with my thumb or something. And I walked out. But it's like decades long of I don't know how to stack armor built right around this concept that I'm dumb, stupid, I'm inadequate, and not worthy of love, etc., just because of the bullying and the trauma I had as a kid that was installed in me from a really young age. And so this moment wasn't just like a shiny trophy, which, by the way, it's really cool. It's like a book. The award is like a book on a stand. And it's not just that. It's like what this means. It's the years of trying as hard as I could to keep going despite everything else, and the fact that it took me over 3 years to get this book out, the fact that I got so many people who poured so much of their time, energy, and love into helping me make this book a reality. Like, it's really overwhelming. It's really difficult to explain just how overwhelming it is. And so I've just been, an emotional wreck today, in the best of ways, but also in the most vulnerable and raw ways. Like, it's almost like I've allowed myself to feel these things that I haven't in a really long time. And I guess one of the reasons I want to share this with you is I hope that my story can somehow inspire you or someone you might know, but really I hope my story can inspire you to find it in you to re-explore and cover your story and find out what elements of your story that you've left unturned or that you've put in a corner and deemed as irrelevant or unnecessary. And yet, you know, your story is one of the most powerful tools you have to connect to yourself in order to connect better to others. Because owning your story and sharing your story authentically is one of the most liberating things you could do, because you can experience ultimate freedom, which is to no longer care what people think of you or what people may or may not know about you. And it was amazing sitting next to Donna, because I've done some work with Donna on story, and she was just telling me about the impact of our work and how she's been seeing it now coming over and over again. She was preparing a talk and it's the gift that keeps on giving, because the way you show up in the world is significantly different when you learn how to unpack and own and share your story than when you don't. You know, I often say that if you knew how powerful your story was, you wouldn't be sitting on it. And it's true, right? Like, I really, really believe that. And here's the good news, like, becoming a great storyteller, by the way, is a skill. It's not a talent, right? Like, anybody can learn this, has seen this. But the truth is that a story not shared does not serve. So, you know, from shame to service, this mission continues. And I can't wait to help unlock the power of everyone's story as the ultimate tool to connect, enroll, and influence your audience. You know, there's something so powerful and magic. Like, I can't really put it into words right now. And to be honest, I'm a bit too raw and too tired. But one of the biggest blockers, I just want to demystify this really quickly, is that your story is about you, but it's not for you. This isn't about becoming the center of attention. This is not about making it all about you or getting the attention or trying to seek sympathy. It's about being a vehicle for a a higher purpose, for a bigger message that you're trying to land, and giving yourself the permission to be authentic and vulnerable in public for the sake of service, for the sake of forwarding your mission, whatever that is, whether that's a nonprofit or a company. I just really hope that that you get something out of it. And just before I go, if you're listening to this, please go and buy a copy of my book, because let's face it, the rental of my tux is not going to pay by itself. And it ain't cheap, let me put it that way. So, especially when you rent it on the same day. But I want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of you who've listened to this podcast over the years, especially since I've been way more sporadic with them. For those of you who've been part of the community and the inside community of Glow in the Dark, who've helped shape this book by sharing your comments, taking the time to read it, share it with your friends, leaving a review, which, by the way, if you bought a copy, or if you've started reading or listening, please leave a review on Amazon. It really means the world to me. It actually, the reason why is that it helps the algorithm Amazon recommending it to more people, so it can impact more lives. Because I in the car on the way there, I was chatting with Julie, and I said, look, even if I don't win, I just want you to know that I'm still super proud of this book no matter what, because I genuinely believe in this book. And it's really weird to say that out loud, because there's a line that I feel I'm crossing around, like I'm being arrogant and cocky, but actually it's more like being confident and grounded in really the belief that this book matters. So I really hope that you get something out of today. Please let me know if this somehow has inspired you to even consider the possibility of leveraging your story to make an impact on the world. I really hope it has. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back soon, I'm sure. But until then, I'm definitely going to try and get some rest. I'm trying to get some sleep. I want to say I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for this honor. And here's to proving that you can absolutely defy the odds and be told that you're a piece of shit and yet still come out as a diamond. After all, I think truffles are found like under piles of dung, right? And they're some of the most expensive mushrooms in the world. So there you go. That's the ending moral of the story. I'll see you next time. Until then, thank you. And it's me checking out, the new award-winning author, Margaret Russo of Glow in the Dark. That sounds so weird, but I love it. I'll see you next time.